This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. You can find our podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. What's this program all about? If you're new to it on one of the three or four new stations that we have this week, the American Family Farmer is aimed at helping with information and source material through the eyes and the ears of people who are being successful, finding success still on the American Family Farm. What do we do to help out people who want to keep their farms going, want to stay on the farm? That's my motive. I'm working on my farm in Massachusetts to keep it viable and trying with ideas that I come up with, or you can send tips along to me if you want. There's nothing wrong with that. The Twitter address is at Doug Steffen. Help yourself to that. Or Doug at DJV Show. Whatever. The idea here is to help farmers, American family farmers, and farm-based businesses that help the smaller, medium-sized farmers stay appropriately active and in business, and then the locavores who are the users of our content. Normally what I do is spend a few minutes talking about something that's in the news that affects agriculture in general, and then we'll talk to someone who will help you with whatever is going on your farm, and then I'll have a comment about something that's going on the farm. The first focus is on orange coin. Let's use our imagination for a few couple of minutes. There's a corn that was developed not by anybody from Monsanto or Bayer, but this is a fellow that is a professor at Purdue University. It's called orange corn. This fellow says his name is Torbert Rochford. He's a professor there. He's been developing corn that he says will help countries like the countries that need help in Africa for a diet, that sort of thing. This did not happen by chance. This fellow has spent 20 years using traditional corn breeding methods to develop this corn, and he had the help because he was a prof at Purdue with them. He and his son applied for grants, and they started a company called NutraMaize to market the corn that they have found not only here in America but around the world. If you want to go to his website, it's ProfessorTorberts.com. Professor Torberts, all one word, .com. He explains to a couple of interviewers the future value of organic corn when asked about orange corn versus yellow corn. Orange corn is higher than yellow corn, supposedly, in antioxidant carotenoids, which are the same type of pigment that give carrots their orange color. So the orange it's like an orange, eating an orange. Orange, good for you, very good for you. So there are things in there, carotenoids, that are really great to developing vitamin A, for example, which is a very important nutrient for our bodies. Serves it's helpful for your eyes, that kind of stuff. The orange color, is it appealing? Is orange more appealing than yellow? Some people say yes. I'm just used to eating yellow corn, aren't you? I love corn, frankly. I eat it all year long, as much as I can get of it. It's good roughage, good protein. Most people are excited about this color, though, when given. If you go to some of these farm shows and somebody's there holding out here's a yellow ear of corn and here's an orange ear of corn, or a white ear of corn even. White, yellow, orange, which do you prefer? Most people say that they like the orange-colored one. So then the next question is, how does it taste? And a lot of the people that have gone through the process with this guy say that it has a nutty, sort of buttery flavor built in. A lot of folks say it's good for cornbread. The flavor is quite unique. And so are the things like tortillas or corn chips or cornbread that could be made from it. So is there a future here Yeah, I would think so. Is there a future in Africa? Yep, I would think so. People like different products. What I want to know, and I'm not sure about how the organic component, it's, as I said, vitamin A, carotenoids, that sort of thing, which are important to consume. Is there surety here that this is going to be an organic corn? And I have not seen a yes or a no to that. Local farmers are interested in it this year. Apparently it's available. And then they're going to be growing it in Africa as well. But the conditions, weather conditions are a lot different in Africa than they are here. I just find this interesting. So if you're looking for a new base, something new to sell, something new to talk about on your farm, I'm sure you can get a hold. Go to the Purdue website and see if you can order some of the seed. I'd like to order some and plant it and just see what people have to say as it gets introduced. Kind of a cool thing. Speaking of things being introduced, idea of looking your best. There are a lot of these farm shows around now. People are going at this time of year to farm shows, meeting folks they haven't seen since last year, maybe friends, and folks look at you and they say, wow, what happened to you? And they don't say that with a nice twist to it. If your teeth have become yellow and not attractive over the past year or two, I offer a suggestion that's aimed at fixing the problem of having yellow teeth. Power Swaps, most advanced teeth whitening system in the world, will transform your smile starting in just 5 minutes. Go to 800-208-1797, order Power Swabs, an all-natural way, dentist-approved, hygienist-approved, user-approved. There's an offer using the code DJV when you call 800-208-1797. You'll get the Power Swabs at half the retail price. So call now and whiten up those teeth of yours. Use Power Swabs. Get them at 800-208-1797. I think you'll be thanking me and you'll be thanking, something. I'm not looking for thanks. I just want you to be better off and have truly white teeth. This is an advanced system. Your smile will never feel so healthy. Probably hasn't looked this good for a long, long time. The takeaway here is that you can whiten your teeth. It isn't painful. It isn't expensive. Something you can get. And because you are a farmer, you're interested in organic or natural, and that's what this stuff is. The offer, not available online, not available in stores. Call now for this exclusive way to get Power Swabs at 50% off the retail price and whiten up your teeth. If you're a smoker, you drink a lot of coffee or tea or wine, this is the fix. 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Malignant mesothelioma is a deadly form of cancer that occurs in the thin layer of tissue that covers the majority of your internal organs, known as the mesothelium. Mesothelioma most often affects the tissue that surrounds the lungs.
We don't know exactly what causes it, but we do think that there is a very strong correlation with asbestos.
Thoracic surgeon Dr. Shanda Blackman says mesothelioma shares some symptoms with lung cancer.
They might have a cough like you'd have with lung cancer. They might have shortness of breath like you'd have with lung cancer. But particularly with mesothelioma, you might build fluid up on the lung. And you might get much more short of breath. And you have a part of the lung that collapses because that fluid forms.
Dr. Blackman says staging the cancer is vital to determining a course of treatment for mesothelioma. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
I see protests on TV and sometimes wonder if the demonstrators even understand what they're protesting. Now a report by the National Association of Scholars says many university courses aimed at understanding the American system have been replaced by classes on how to undermine it. Instead of teaching the foundations of constitutional law, individual freedom, and self-government, these new courses now teach how to organize protests, occupy buildings, and stage demonstrations. American citizens have always enjoyed the right to protest policies with which they disagree. But looking through the lens of liberty is the first step in understanding the right to protest. Without understanding our founding principles, students are being cheated of the opportunity to be full participants in our republic. They should protest that.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
All right, 16 past the hour, the American Family Farmer. Our podcast is available now. If you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you'll get this week's edition, you get last week's edition, you get as many as we have in the lineup there to find out what's going on in the world of our family farmers and solutions to problems. Listen to the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Dina Hoff is the Vice President of the National Family Farm Coalition. She's on the board there. She spent most of her life around animals, cattle, and sheep, growing alfalfa and corn as well. You're from Montana, big sky country. Is that right, Dina?
For the last 37 years, yes, actually. I was born and raised in western North Dakota, which is just 80 miles over the border.
Mm-hmm. So you're an upper Midwesterner, and you have, I hope the, I'm sure you do, I'm looking at the profile of you online at LinkedIn. You have, it's really interesting how we grow up in an atmosphere, especially the farm atmosphere, and it sticks to us. You may have heard me say, I've been around cows all my life. I don't want to not be around the cows, no matter what my other circumstances in life. I always want to be able to have cows and have my farm, and I'm guessing that that's probably in your wheelhouse as well, yes?
It certainly is. I would certainly not want to be off the farm for any reason.
What's the National Family Farm Coalition? What do they do?
Well, they were founded in 1987 when it was apparent that the government and the USDA was going to make sure there weren't any family farmers, that it was all going to be large, huge plantation farms, and there was no access to credit for small farmers. So we were organized against changing the laws so that family farmers had equal access to credit so that they could survive and thrive. And now we work a lot on trying to restore competitiveness to markets, have some protections for farmers, and try to educate people to know that current farm policy does not consider any social or environmental costs at all, just focus totally on the big guy's bottom line.
Mm-hmm. So what do you make of the government saying that they were going to not... I read something from Roger Johnson. I'm sure you know who he is. He comes from your neck of the woods, as a matter of fact. The termination of the family fair... I'm sorry, the Farmer Fair Practices Rule. What do you... How do you look at that? And how does the National Family Farm Coalition look at it?
Well, in this administration, it's not surprising, I guess, to us, but the state and regional organizations that are part of the National Family Farm Coalition have been fighting for competitive markets for the last 40 years. So you know that it is a long battle that has gone on, and we thought we won. And every time we think that we've done something really well and deserving, somebody comes along with a stroke of a pen and takes it away again, and the fight goes on, and it's never ending. So what we need is public support of people who want to be fed by family farmers and not by plantations and not by animal factories to back us and say, we're concerned about keeping these family farmers who are the basis of their communities and who were the people that really settled this country. And we need the support of consumers. We need the support of people who care about the environment, of people who care about people and not money.
Well, we are a profit-motivated society. Our businesses are built that way, and that's okay. But in terms of recognizing where it all began, and where it has to stay to a certain extent, the family farms set the tone, or need to, for the big agri companies, and they're trying to make that not so. Stand by, 21 after the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road.
Now, 24 after the hour on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Dina Hoff from the National Family Farm Coalition, working to make things better for, in some people's minds, Dina, the forgotten farms and forgotten farmers, the struggling dairy farms, certainly in my area, all over the Northeast, and I don't know how it is in Montana. I'm betting it's pretty much the same. It's more maybe because I'm close to dairy. Because I've been around cows, I had a dairy store. I sold my own raw milk on the farm and cheeses and ice cream and that sort of thing. And then I stopped because it became very expensive to do it. I'm going to try to do some of this stuff over again. But there are other things that I have to do on my farm to make it at least break even. And I think that's not the goal. The goal is to be able to make some money, because that's what business is all about. And the lifeline is being taken away, or challenged certainly, by these huge businesses, and the fact that the farmer fair practices rules are being sort of set aside makes me wonder about. It sounded to me like you didn't support Trump to begin with. But most of the people I know who are in agriculture did. And I don't know how things change, but that's not the important thing at the moment. Although, is it? Is this something that you can take your organization, go to other organizations, and try to influence the outcome of congressional elections next year?
We certainly hope that, well, we can't get involved in politics because we're a 501c3 and not a C4, but we can educate our members. And I think our members are particularly savvy because they've been in the fight for a very long time, and they know that they want to be teaching the next generation because they want there to be a next generation of farmers. And as far as dairies go, it's terrible for dairies everywhere, and not just even in this country, but in the world. In my own county, there used to be 47 dairies, and now there's zero.
Yeah, it's
because it's a lot of work, and nobody could make any money doing it.
Right, and that's because of the collusion. The same sort of thing we're talking about here with the farmers and ranchers in the poultry and the pork business. Same thing has been done. We have one company that was established during the second Bush administration, the Souza family and Dean Foods, that owned 75% of the fluid milk supply processing plants in the country. So how do you get treated fairly by people who are trying to buy cheaper milk? And so they encourage and even invest in some of these dairies where there are 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 cows. And, you know, you can't do that on a small dairy farm. I was able to milk a couple of hundred. It wasn't comfortable. It wasn't easy. But, you know, that's the logistics of this stuff are getting crazy. And you're right. The family farmers are going out right and left. So what does that mean? Sooner or later, all our milk's going to come from someplace, all of our food, if we let this happen. This is the underscore that I keep trying to emphasize, that we let this stuff keep happening. These companies are being bought up by international operations. They'll bring in their food from elsewhere that's produced cheaper. And Americans support this out of their ignorance because they want cheap food. Right? How many people know the plight of the family farmer, really, do you think, Dina?
Not very many, and how many people know what the cost of cheap food really is? They're not even eating good food anymore. They're eating lots of imported food, and who knows what's in it?
Well, it takes its toll in terms of your health. And if you look at the boards, this is how insidious this is. Look at the boards of directors of the big ag companies, then look at the board of directors of the big drug companies, and then look at the board of directors of the big hospital corporations, and you're going to see a lot of names that are the same. And you don't have to be a genius to figure out what that's all about. And that's what we're fighting and giving you knowledge in order to do that. 28 past the hour in this week's American Family Farmer.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 33019, see associate for details.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen answered more questions from members of the House Intelligence Committee.
I believe that all of the members were satisfied with the statements and the responses that I gave to them.
He produced documents to back up his claims that a false statement about the Trump Tower Moscow project he delivered to Congress in 2017 was edited by President Trump's attorneys. Jay Sekulow, one of the president's lawyers, denies the allegation. Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
We had a very long day with Mr. Cohen. This was, of course, the second day before our committee. He answered every question that was put to him by members of both parties. He was fully cooperative with the committee.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 133, the S&P 500 lost 18, and the NASDAQ dropped down 70 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Invited Dina Hoff to be on from the National Family Farm Coalition. She's the board vice president. What we haven't focused on is your farm in Glendive, Montana. What's it like? What's it like to be in the field with you? You're a farmer.
Well, we have had a nasty drought this year, and so we've been trying to keep, we're irrigated, and so trying to keep everything wet and from dying has been a real exhausting challenge. But we're just finishing up our dry bean harvest. We have some specialty beans to do, and today we're taking our few dairy cows in to be pregnancy tested so we can sell our Jersey Bowl. And then we've got people coming out to pick up squash and pumpkins from the field. And at some point, we'll be doing our corn harvest, and the hay is all put up for the year. It's just, they say when the work's all done this fall, but for our family farmers, the work is never all done in the fall.
Right.
There's plenty of things to be doing all year around.
Well, you have some similarity with me. I'm a Jersey dairy guy. I've been around Jerseys and Guernseys all my life, and I raise replacement heifers now. I stopped milking a couple of years ago, although there's a side of me that wants to, but I just don't want to, the labor intensity of it and finding help in this neck of the woods. I'm in Massachusetts, so not easy I remember when I was a kid, to just go back to the statistic that you gave earlier, Dina, there were 600-700 dairy farms in Massachusetts when I was a kid. Now, well, when I started milking, it was down 169 dairy farms in my neck of the woods, and now there are, I think, 114 that are left in the entire state. And it's the same thing, we keep underscoring this, that we started the conversation, for those of you who may just be listening for the first time in this hour, the Farmer Fair Practices rules have been terminated or suspended by the USDA. And so now all the organizations like yours are going to have to go the congressional route. It takes a lot of time, effort, money. Members are going to have to be committed to doing this. So it just kind of like a slap in the face to those of us who are doing it. But I'm interested, back to your farm, how diversified you are. I do hay and I do cows, and that's pretty much all I have room for or time for. You have much land probably out there. It's different because we use about 800 acres of land, but it doesn't. I own about 125 or 30. What do you have for land?
450, and 250 of that is irrigated. We're trying to get away more from the commercial crops and be working for local food.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gearing up for that. We're teaching people how to raise their own food, how to cook it, how to store it, how to put it up for the winter. And we've had a lot of success doing that. And that brings its own set of problems. So we have people in and out of our farm all the time who are wanting something, who are wanting advice, who are wanting to know how to do something, or who are looking for vegetables or non-GMO grain to feed their chickens. So it's getting to be almost a full-time job just to teach people what they are eager to know.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But this is people, younger people, middle-aged people. These are locavores who just want it for themselves, or are the future farmers of America involved in this with you?
Nobody organized this, but we have a local growers cooperative that is very interested in setting up a food hub and very interested in providing food and keeping money in our own state and our own communities and also creating jobs in agriculture. So we're really invested in that,
mm-hmm.
And that is the focus of our work for the next couple of years, in addition to knowing that we're going to be lobbying in the state, we're going to be having to be lobbying in Washington, because it seems like every time there is a decades-long fight and we win something, someone comes along and takes it away again, and
yep.
The fight just is a revolving circle.
Yep. Yep.
Again and again, we're fighting the same battles.
It's very disrespectful, frankly. I find it, I'm offended, and I say this sometimes to people when they, you know, they want to know why I sell raw milk for $11.50 a gallon, and that doesn't even cover the cost, really, of doing it. And they say, oh, who's going to buy this? Well, I was averaging 100 gallons a day selling that stuff, and you know, I could have sold more, I suppose, if I wanted to produce more, but that's it. You know, you have to find a market and make it work. And so I'm interested, because you're not exactly in the middle of big population centers, so the fact that people are coming to you and they want to buy the products that you're producing locally and others want to learn how to do it, I'd say that was a pretty good sign, wouldn't you?
It's a very good sign that people want to know. We have a farm-to-table store now in our town. We have a commercial community kitchen that people can rent to process food so that they legally can sell it, because all the food safety rules are geared to making sure that there aren't local and regional food systems.
Yep. Yep.
Under the guise of food safety.
That damn Food Safety Protection Act, what an outrage that is. My God.
But if I sell something to somebody, they know where to come if they have a problem. They know where it came from. You buy something in the store, you have no idea where it came from. Especially in meat. You can buy a pound of hamburger that might have meat from 150 different cows and God knows from how many countries and what their food safety is like.
Yeah, it is. It's a crazy situation. So it's the antithesis of what the farmer stands for, but what people say they want more and more. And that's why you get this big government stuff, and you got to step in. Finally, you look at the DEA this week, and you know, after CBS did their thing, that caused some attention. But look at the effort they had to go into it to get them to blow up what they were going to do. and there's so much of that same stuff in agriculture. As a proponent of individual rights and liberties, I get that from reading between the lines with you and your CV. You were involved in this pipeline rupture. Did it affect your land or just your area earlier in the year?
Well, not my land, because the piece of land below my sheep pasture is owned by an oil company, but they do have an easement to our land, and so they did have to dig that up too. However, my big concern was for the benzene in the water, and that the people of Glendive, the break was above where their water comes out of the river for everybody in the town of 5,500 people to be drinking. And this happened on a Saturday, and they weren't told until Tuesday to stop drinking the water when it was full of benzene. And that just really upset me. The last time this pipeline broke, same pipeline broke, 1967, and the inspections are a joke. I think there's one inspector for the whole western part of the country, pipeline inspector. Nobody seems to care about public health and safety anymore. It's all about the corporate bottom line.
Well, it's again, we're sounding like we're beating a dead horse, pardon the pun here, but it takes people like you to get folks organized or riled up or whatever it is to the point of them understanding. And the pipeline story from late last year and early this year in North Dakota, same sort of thing. And the objection was because of things that you're describing that happened on your farm. These things, although I think we need them, and I support the building of the pipelines, but for God's sakes, how much common sense does it take to not build them around or under a waterway? I mean, it's just asinine. The lack of common sense is so mind-boggling that it makes us crazy. That's all I can
think. Well, you know, when you have people like the Koch brothers and other billionaires and China involved investing in tar sands and investing in pipelines, you really think they care about what happens to the communities and the people in them that they cross?
Interesting. I know one of the Koch brothers, the one who decided to leave the family business, and we've had conversations about this on a number of occasions in past years. It's just, you're right, some people just don't give a damn. And so it's good that there are people around like you who do. Dina Hoff is with us on the American Family Farmer at 44 past the hour.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy.
All right, we finish in a rolling dervish of energy and information. Dina Hoff from National Family Farm Coalition, the efforts by the multinational agribusinesses to put all the small farmers out of business. Non-GMO. This is something I hear from a lot of farmers out in your neck of the woods, that if it wasn't for Monsanto and Dow and DuPont and Bayer, that they wouldn't be in business, that it allows them to make more money, to grow more food, to feed more people. So how do we, I mean, I don't like Monsanto at all. I think they're Darth Vader, as a matter of fact. You do run into people, and you're all over the country, the bigger farmers who say, yeah, I don't understand what the problem is with Monsanto. They're helping us. What's your view?
Well, they're poisoning us.
Yeah, my view.
They're poisoning us flat out. They're especially glyphosate. That doesn't increase yields. It doesn't have any resistance to insects or disease. All it does is make resistant weeds so that they have to add, well, now you see they're adding other chemicals
right.
to Roundup, because Roundup is just weeds become resistant to it. And there are all kinds of resistant weeds here. And if you go look at places where they have, for instance, corn and soybeans, you see the resistant corn coming up in the soybeans, or the resistant soybeans coming up in the cornfield. And that's another problem that you have to deal with. There are ways to deal with weeds, but Monsanto has taken advantage of the low prices and the farm policies that we have in this country that make it really difficult to make a living, and people are so harassed and so time constrained that they think if they can go out and spray and it's done.
Yeah.
And that they've got more time. But what is it getting them, really?
It's, well, and you look around at the things, it's interesting. I grew up learning that one of the first tractor jobs I had was using the cultivator, an old, I think it was International 140, had cultivators on it, and that's how we that's how we got rid of the weeds. You see some people buying these things on the back of a cultivator, they have a butane tank in there, and it's a little bit of flame that burns the weeds. It's all that kind of stuff. But, you know, to spray things is just, it's anathema. To me, there's nothing natural, nothing healthy, nothing wholesome about it. It's just another snow job that these people come up with. So our best foot needs to be forward, Dina, and you're an inspiration for a lot of people, I'm sure. You have children, by the way, working on your farm. Did your children stay working with you on the farm?
They did not. All four of my children are off the farm, but I have a 7-year-old grandson who says, take care of my farm, Grandma, because I'm coming back. He wanted
good
to quit the first grade and come to the farm because he thought he could learn everything he needed to know from me.
Good God. Well, I think he can learn a lot from you. We certainly have here. Dina Hoff, thank you. Dina Hoff, activist, National Family Farm Coalition Board Vice President, here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Welcome to the fun.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The situation that we're confronted with when it comes to net neutrality, most of us on the farm, I'm not in jeopardy because I live in a more rural suburban urban area with my farm than many of you who are in rural areas where, let's face it, connection to the internet has always been dicey. Now it's worse. So the internet and how we become in our society, no matter what our business, no matter what our lifestyle, super fast internet is what we kind of want. We've been trained to think and to want to have this. And I'm wondering if you on the farm have it. I know that in Pennsylvania, for example, the folks in rural Pennsylvania complaining all the time because the internet is not there, is not available. They have some internet, but they don't have fast internet. They don't have, and fast internet sometimes means that you got to have not only fast but good connections. So they have dropouts and all that stuff that many of us have to deal with. And it's become worse because of net neutrality passed by this administration, which has the farmers supposedly in tow. But I'm thinking more and more that farmers are getting ticked off, and I don't have a solution politically because I think politics, frankly, sucks, and it gets into the core of all that's bad in our country, and that's why we have this this problem, and you know, this problem, many problems, and one of them is internet access for your home on the farm, for your farm business. So There's a project, there's a discussion about it now. The Democrats have introduced legislation that would basically bring net neutrality back so that farms, rural areas would have access. After all, it's only fair. Why shouldn't you, if you're out in the country, have the same access to the Internet as people who are in the city? Come on. It's kind of like cell service. You get screwed by Verizon and that ilk because they don't have cell towers because they say, well, there aren't enough people to justify us being there so we can make money. Hey, listen, I get it. We're all about big. We want to have our businesses succeed and make money. I don't have a problem with that. But at some point, there's a reason for your being, and helping is not a bad thing, especially if you have a little extra. You have extra cash to do it. The whole big thing about 5G now. Everybody, I'm going to have a 5G. This and 5G. Some farms don't even have 3G. You can't get one bar. Never mind 2, 3, 4, or 5. So what are we doing about this? Well, a county in Pennsylvania is breaking ground this summer on a project to bring fiber optic internet directly into homes. The Rural Electric Cooperative there, which serves 5,000 square miles, and I think this is a public entity, so the taxpayers are going to pay for this, but maybe that's the only way around it. They don't have any federal money. They just have local money. And some of it has come from private groups like the Grange. The Grange certainly is, they're an organization that helps farmers, National Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau Federation. Be smart if they got in on this and helped figure out a way to get these networks so that they can install them in rural places so that people who need the Internet, who want the Internet, it's promotional, it's informational. I know on my farm, we use the Internet, social media, Twitter, Facebook, all of those tools all the time, Instagram, for promoting what's going on the farm. It's our main source of promotion. So if you live in a place where you can't use the Internet or you can't have a reliable access to the Internet for either information, I learn a lot of stuff about what I'm doing on my farm, how to plant things, how to repair equipment, all of that sort of stuff, which seems to be second nature to us, but it isn't. It really isn't. So the FCC also is being asked to kick into this project, and whether they will or won't, I think maybe they will, but because oftentimes spending taxpayer money is easier than it is to say no to the big guys that are helping support your campaign. At any rate, smart farming needs bandwidth and streaming. And so let's see if we can, agriculture is no different than any other. The old days of Elmer Fudd on the farm or whatever, those are gone. Farming's very sophisticated. The young people coming up are very sophisticated. So let's give them the tools that they need to produce and to move forward. Those are my thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.